College football championship game is Monday night. I'm going with the Tigers, and why wouldn't I? Good morning. It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Joining us this morning to talk some football, Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo. He's been out on the recruiting trail, among other things. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. And for the listeners out there, let's get it clear. I'm not a Wilson Phillips fan.
I do not have any tattoos.
Okay. I don't know them. Yeah, okay, we got that handled.
Okay, well, you grew up in Southern California. They're Southern California girls. I thought maybe.
Have I heard the song? Yes, Tom. But okay. After that, you're going a whole other level there with that. So just make it, because I know I'll hear about this later today. Somebody in recruiting is listening to the show. Is going to be like, Wilson Phillips, coach? Really? Is that, who is that? Oh, gosh.
I don't know if I can play for you now.
Yeah, thanks for opening that door. I'm going to walk in the office and the coaches are going to have it on, I bet you. So
I feel so bad.
No, too funny. No, we got some good games this weekend, though.
Yeah, my goodness.
Some good football coming up. Saturday, Sunday, college, NFL, and then we go into the national championship on Monday. So some good football. Finally, 3 days of good games. We don't think are going to be blowouts.
And, right.
And we're nearing the end, though, wives. So this football thing is about done.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I want to mention as a coach, a move that was made, Mike Leach, very successful at Washington State. What's the draw taking the job at Mississippi State? Is it just that they're in the SEC? Is he a Southern guy? I know he had been at Texas Tech previously. Is that what's the draw to take that job as successful as he was in the Pac-12?
Yeah, for sure. Now, if you wind it all the way back, Mike Leach was actually at Iowa Wesleyan.
Really?
For some time.
Okay.
Yep, and kind of got some of this offensive theory going with a few others and has bounced around in Texas Tech, and that kind of fell apart there with some accusations. Took a year off, ended up at Washington State, has had a lot of success in the few years he's been there, up in the Palouse, which is a really obscure and hard-to-get-to area, and they love him there. It's kind of a quirky, quaint town. And now Mississippi State, SEC, big football, big money, national stage, and now at SEC, you got Lane Kiffin, you got Mike Leach, you got Nick Saban. You can't ask for more personalities in the SEC now.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. I figured that was probably one of the big draws that you're in that, just being in that conference even.
Absolutely.
It's all about nothing but football.
Absolutely. Nothing but support. And in the Pac-12, that's a tough conference for Washington State. They're always going to be second, third, fourth when you're looking at Washington, USC, UCLA's draw, Cal's improvement, Oregon's doing well. Washington State's got a hard bind there on the West Coast with a limited number of students available. And then getting in there is not easy. So if they're to draw a student from somewhere else in the country, that's not an easy travel trip.
Yeah. Well, your old stomping grounds up in North Dakota, that little team got back to another championship game. My goodness. North Dakota State is just what an incredibly dominant program.
Actually, Tom, I thought you were going to skip right over that game tomorrow and go right to the NFL game. So
no.
I am so happy you mentioned it. It saves me the trouble of bashing you in the head.
No, I followed. I watched a little bit of their game with ISU. ISU actually played a pretty good game against them.
Absolutely.
But they couldn't score.
Absolutely. Now, North Dakota State plays in what they call the championship division, so it's FCS,
right. 1AA,
as the old-timers would know. But the neat thing about NDSU in Fargo, North Dakota, you're way north. You play most of your games indoors because of the weather. You've won 7 national championships in the last 8 years. You're 127-8 since 2011. You've lost 8 games since 2011. It's just crazy. And this is their third head coach.
Right.
So the first
all promoted from within, though, is that right?
Yeah, well, Craig Bull took over, and before that, in about 08, 09, got the program kind of going. He left to go to Wyoming. They promoted Chris Kleiman from within. Last year, he took the Kansas State job, so this is his first year at Kansas State and taking over from Bill Snyder, and they did a nice job there this year. And they promoted from within with Matt Entz again, and Matt has got that thing just continue to roll. 127-8.
So the question is there a better recruiter in college football? Because if you've ever been to Fargo in the winter, nobody wants to be. I don't care that they're playing indoors. It's just being there in the winter. Who's a better recruiter? Because he's getting guys from all over the country, great players to come there.
Mm-hmm. And they're turning down what would be FBS, bowl-type offers, because they know you go to Fargo, you're gonna win games, you're going to win championships.
Yeah.
The crowd there is tremendous. That's where my in-laws and family are from. So, and I've lived up there, and I've seen it. I mean, that Fargo Dome is packed. It's a crazy game day environment. It could be minus 10 degrees outside, and people are still tailgating. I mean, it rivals when you start talking Mississippi State, right. You know, Tennessee, some of these major rivalry. You know, Fargo is an amazing place. College Game Day has been to Fargo more times than it's been to most other F1A teams.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then it doesn't prohibit you from getting to the NFL either.
No, it seems to be okay. Now, for Carson Wentz, the damage that he's sustained in the NFL has been sad to see, and watching them struggle, you know, last week with him getting knocked out. But, I mean, there is a lot of players that have left NDSU to play in the NFL for sure. It's a 11 o'clock kickoff. The game's in Frisco, Texas. They're playing James Madison, a familiar opponent. What struggles me most about the game is NDSU is only favored by 1 point.
Really?
And if that's the case, take NDSU, give them 1 point.
Yeah.
Because this is not going to be a 1 point game. They got a great season. I still know some coaches on staff there, and they are saying this is the best team they've ever seen, especially defensively.
Wow.
That they're playing that well. So, NDSU, James Madison for the 1AA championship, 11 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. Get that one started early.
Yeah.
Clean up the house a little bit, get it going at 11, and then but it's in Frisco, so they should have some nice weather tomorrow.
Yeah, get the crock pot going with whatever you put in it, and have some beverages standing by.
Right? Yep. Well, you got the 11 o'clock, that game, and then the two NFL games tomorrow at 3:30, and then the one kicking off at 7:15. So it should be a kind of a fun day of football tomorrow. The 3:30 game, I'm not so certain, though. Minnesota at San Francisco, you read into it, you go back and forth. Gosh, San Francisco's had a tremendous year. Minnesota's kind of been on a little magical run here. Can they keep that going? They got to travel to the West Coast. Not going to be easy for the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers have just had an outstanding season. I mean, and somewhat of a surprise that they were that good, isn't it? I mean, who expected them to be as good as they were or have been?
Sometimes things just start clicking. Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback's been playing incredibly well for them. They've lost a couple games, but they're still finding ways to win, and they've been really consistent throughout the season. And so there really hasn't been highs and lows, and they haven't really been injured. They had a really solid year. Minnesota is, you can take 7 points. Could be a game, but gosh, it's hard to go against San Francisco at home, and I would just give the points, take San Francisco, and watch them move on to the final round.
Well, then the other game, the late game tomorrow, perhaps the best team in the NFL right now, the Ravens hosting the Titans.
So the 3:30 game is the NFC, and then the AFC.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at late. Yeah,
okay. AFC game is at 7:15 now.
Right.
Tennessee, they beat New England last week.
Yeah,
they almost should have just won and said thank you, we're good for the year, because I don't think it's going to go up from there for them. Baltimore's been playing phenomenal. Lamar Jackson's the key component for Baltimore with his feet and with his arm. Baltimore's favored by 10. NFL playoff
that
game.
That doesn't happen, yeah.
10. It is in Baltimore. Weather could be a little bit of a factor tomorrow, but golly, 10 points? Man, so Baltimore, you know, I would still give them 10 points because I think Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Yeah. And Baltimore's defense was unsung because Lamar Jackson's getting a lot of the credit, but their defense is one of the best in the NFL this season.
Before we get to the Sunday games, I want to talk a little bit more because I just, based on the way the New England Patriots played, especially late in this, and maybe even most of the season, they won games, they won close games against teams who weren't very good. Just, it didn't click this year. They were still a decent team, got knocked out of the playoffs. Had they even won, though, they weren't going to beat the Ravens.
That would be a game that you'd want to see.
Yeah.
New England versus Baltimore in the playoffs where it's win or go home. That would have been a fun one to watch. But, Tennessee did it. They just found a way to take the game late, and they beat New England. And that was – nobody was picking that one.
No.
No, so, again, maybe a little magic left in Tennessee for the Titans as they travel to Baltimore tomorrow night. But, gosh, it's going to be tough. And I think Baltimore's on a run. And one of my picks to win the Super Bowl, at least be in the Super Bowl, is the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, then the Sunday games, the early one will be, this time around, it'll be the AFC early, the NFC the late game. Texans, Chiefs, Kansas City, again, they thanked the Dolphins for knocking the Patriots off so they would have home field advantage. And Chiefs have been a good team this year. And in fact, I don't know, Tyler and I were talking about this, I think, yesterday, that perhaps the AFC Championship could be what you might even consider the Super Bowl, because maybe the Chiefs and Ravens are the two best teams right now.
I would agree. I have a bad feeling the Super Bowl could be kind of a boring game if Baltimore and Kansas City have to face off. But Houston has seen a resurgence the last week or two, and a lot of it has to do with one defensive lineman that can impact a game that is back playing. I don't know how that guy keeps playing, gets injured, recovers. It seems like it's just amazing to watch him play. But I still think it's going to be hard for Houston. Their stats throughout the year just don't match up with Kansas City, and even having that one extra special player is going to be tough. Kansas City is favored by 10. It is in Kansas City. Hard to not take KC and give away the points.
Then the other NFC game actually should be a really good game. Two teams pretty evenly matched, I'd say. Packers, Seahawks. If you're, again, if you're looking for work, Sunday morning they're wanting about 700 people up at Lambeau Field to shovel snow. They're going to pay you $12 an hour. You don't even have to bring a shovel. They'll provide the shovels and show up there Sunday morning, but you're going to have to leave. You're not going to get to stay to watch the game. You just shovel, they'll give you your check, and you go home. But, yeah, they're expecting 8 to 12 inches of snow. Yeah, so weather could be a factor in that one.
And it's Seattle having to travel east, two time zones. That's a tough one. Green Bay favored by 5 with the weather. You got to take Green Bay and give the points. I think Seattle's going to struggle in this one. You know, they had a chance with the Eagles. They won last week 17-9. Again, Carson Wentz was knocked out of that game, and the Eagles kind of sputtered after that on offense. So I think Seattle kind of snuck into this one a little bit, and I don't think they're going to sneak out of this one. So take chalk this weekend if you're really into it. San Francisco's favored, take them. Baltimore, take them. Kansas City, take them. Green Bay, take them. Give the points. I'm looking at going 4-0 this weekend. I hope you pick the same time.
I'll stick with you. I'm going with you. All right, so super well. That'll lead us to Championship Sunday, AFC Championship, NFC Championship. So you're looking at the likely scenario, the San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay Packers, and the Baltimore Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs. All right.
That gets interesting. Now, you got to pick it because I know everybody's going to want to hear it. So in the AFC game, if you got to go Baltimore versus Kansas City, I'm going to go Baltimore on that one because I still think Baltimore is the most dynamic and well-rounded team. And at quarterback, they are just doing very well, though it could be a close game, and that would definitely be a point differential as to who I would take if there was a betting line. San Francisco, Green Bay. San Francisco has been playing, again, well-rounded football. Got to take them over Green Bay. Again, home field on that could be a factor in the weather, but again, San Francisco would be a team, I think. So we're looking at San Francisco, Baltimore in the championship.
And let's see, that'll be, where are they playing that? Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
Is down, the, weather will not be a factor.
Will not be a factor.
Funny how that works out.
I know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And I think with Baltimore's experience in the Super Bowl, it's hard to pick against them. And San Francisco's magical season will come to an end in the NFL championship game.
Should Kansas City, I guess you might call it an upset of Baltimore, should they get there? Same result? I'm thinking probably same result. Kansas City still wins. The AFC team still wins.
Kansas City, I think, could definitely. I'd like to match that one up with San Francisco and do a little digging into that one. I did it with Baltimore. So, yeah, I'm anticipating Baltimore all the way.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us here this morning. All right, the big we didn't talk yet. We didn't actually get to the Monday night game yet.
We're going in order.
I guess we are going in order, aren't we? Ed, Orgeron?
Ed Orgeron.
Orgeron.
I don't even ask to say go Tigers.
Dabo Sweeney. Clemson, LSU, Battle of the Tigers. I mean, I guess it honestly comes down to two 14-0 teams. Are the two best teams in college football matching up for the championship?
Yeah, I think so. And when you look, because LSU has had a tremendous year, and it's just kind of getting one of those magical seasons. They just kind of seem to keep winning. Oklahoma was the team that a lot of people was like, well, how do they make the Final Four? And it kind of showed a little bit. And then, of course, in hindsight, you're going to say, well, how would have Georgia fared in that?
Right.
And, you know, Clemson has played well. And when you start knocking off teams, and Alabama got knocked out. So you got two teams, I think, that you could shuffle who's 1, 2, 3. But I think you got two good teams there at the end that are playing. So that's Monday night now. This is the last college game of the year. So FCS is on Saturday. FBS is on Monday. Game time is at 7 o'clock. It's in the Superdome. So weather is not a factor.
So I guess you could kind of say home field advantage for LSU, but with something like this, there's so many fans from all over the place that come to this thing that's not really necessarily a factor. But travel wise, and I guess it's not all that far. Clemson's coming from South Carolina, so that's not a huge factor either. What's the advantage or disadvantage for either team?
Well, I think one thing that Clemson does bring to the table is experience in being in these games.
Yeah.
And practice schedules over the holiday, having done this before, knowing how to do it. LSU has not, and it's been a long time since Ed Orgeron has been a part of a championship-level team. So it could be an interesting thing of how much practice they did and how their preparation shook out. Right now, Clemson is favored in the ESPN poll by 55%.
Really?
However, if you do the point margin, LSU has the point margin, and you'd have to give 5.5. Now, I've seen that up to all the way to 6.5 to start, and it's dropped down to 5.5. So LSU is favored to win by 5.5 points, but ESPN stat tracker saying that Clemson has a 55% chance of winning. So that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, the other one that I think that really caused me some pause was the over-under. It's at 69.5. So we put that in perspective. They're anticipating 10 touchdowns. That's a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
And I think that Clemson gives up a few points, but I don't see them giving up, you know, 4, 5, 6 touchdowns. Now, if that happens, Clemson's defense fails, and they give a bunch of explosive plays, a la last week when Oklahoma got torched by LSU, then, yeah, I think LSU has a shot in this game, and they're going to win. But Clemson's defense passing yards per attempt is 5 yards. That's one leading in the country. LSU's offense is going 10, so I think that's going to be one of the unsung battles. Really glue in when Clemson's defense is on the field and LSU's offense. Can Joe Burrow do what he did to Oklahoma to Clemson? If so, LSU wins. If not, I know you say go Tigers, but it's actually going to be the Orange Tigers on that one.
All right. Well, I was going to bring up the fact that, you know, they say defense wins championships, but I expected that this probably they were expecting a lot of points. I thought this would be a somewhat high scoring game.
I can't see that many points. Yeah. Clemson giving up that many points. Now, this could be a, you know, 28-21 ball game, but that puts the over under at 49, not nowhere near 70. Gosh, LSU's defense is solid. Everyone's been talking about how much better they've improved throughout the season, and Clemson's offense is very, very good. Now, Clemson runs the ball between Etienne, their running back, and the quarterback. So they're averaging about 250 yards a game on the ground. So if Clemson's offense can get the ground game going, LSU's defense doesn't, I think this could be a time of possession game also, and LSU's just not getting the possessions that they normally are used to seeing. So that could be another factor if you're watching Clemson on O. Can they get their running game going?
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us. Ed Orgeron, had been in Mississippi. He was in one of the coaches in the movie The Blind Side, recruiting Michael Orr, and he's the one that got him to come there. Was he at UCLA briefly after that?
USC.
Or USC. Okay, that is so interesting to me because he's such a Southern guy, and being in L.A., I still remember one of the lines, that kid, Joel Camp, Peppa the Gumbo. I was like, really? I'm just wondering how well that worked in L.A.
Yeah. He was the defensive line coach when Pete Carroll was there for that big run.
Oh, okay. So they knew of him anyway, though.
Yep. Left there to go to Mississippi State, and then has kind of bounced around and now has landed at LSU.
Okay.
And, he's been a longtime defensive line coach throughout his career, and a very good one.
Give me some history on Dabo Swinney. I know he's been at Clemson for a little while and very successful. Where
Clemson played at Swinney played at Alabama.
Okay,
got into coaching and then has been promoted through the ranks at Clemson. So he's really been at one job almost 90% of his career.
Wow,
which is really interesting. They let the head coach go and he became the interim. They won a bunch of games. They kept him. And he's still there.
Yeah.
And it's been a fantastic run for him. We had a Knox alum on the staff there at Clemson for a while, and nothing but positives. And we've worked the summer camp down there at Clemson. And just Dabo is as you see him. And that's just the way he is. And a lot of people like him for that personality. So it's a neat thing going on in Clemson. And that's when you talk Alabama and Nick Saban, Dabo Swinney's done the same thing and just has done it not with as much flash or notoriety. Mm-hmm. As it's happened down in Alabama.
Speaking of Knox alums, one on the staff at University of Illinois, got to a bowl game after a several years absence, didn't play great in the bowl game against Cal. What do you think? It's still, seems like Lovey's doing the job. The guys are buying into it, and they're on the verge of, of course, they won a big game against Wisconsin. They got to the bowl game. Is it? Do you see it being turned around? That they may? Will we get into the upper half of the Big Ten now and start competing?
Next year's a big year for them. They got a small graduating class, not an impactful graduating class. A lot of juniors returning, including the quarterback and a lot of the key players. Recruiting seemed like it took an uptick this year in the December early signing period. So they got some kids in that they don't normally would have gotten. It's kind of frustrating to see not anyone from Illinois on that list, but. They're still, they got to win games. They got to find a way to do it. So I think they're moving in the right direction, in my opinion. And I also think that next year is a real pivotal year. They can build on last year and they can continue to bring in more recruits. That facility they got is tremendous. That should help them. And when you win on the national stage like that, and beating Michigan State too, that was a big win for them. I think that really helps showing that they're moving it forward. Now, Big Ten's not getting any easier with Minnesota's rise in the direction they're heading in.
Yeah.
You wonder how long Nebraska until they come back. You know, Michigan State's had a downturn, and I don't know how long that's going to happen. It's hard to root for Michigan and the khaki, and Ohio State is not bad either.
Right, so, there's that.
Yeah,
Penn State, Iowa.
Iowa's doing well.
Yeah,
and Rutgers just turned over their coaching staff because they were frustrated with the performance there.
Yeah.
And Indiana's really been taking steps forward. So the Big Ten is one of the fun conferences, really top to bottom, that you're seeing some really competitive football and teams really trying to push themselves up.
One other Knox alum to mention, Cleveland Browns, Todd Monken. What's going to happen there?
Very interesting. And if you really read into it, the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State just left. And Todd was at Oklahoma State previously in his career, and we have another Knox alum down at Oklahoma State. So, will Todd Monken return to Oklahoma State as the offensive coordinator? Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
So, that'll be interesting to track and follow. Five NFL jobs have opened, and I'm guessing that Todd will be out of work here. Cleveland Browns have not rehired yet, but normally they will change that staff over.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about Carolina hiring Matt Rhule from Baylor.
Okay.
Which is an interesting hire. He's spent a little time in the NFL, but head coach at Temple, head coach at Baylor, kind of has got Baylor humming again, and they hired him in Carolina. So that'll be an interesting hire and see how he does in the NFL. Dallas Cowboys took Green Bay's Mike McCarthy, who's had so much success.
Yeah.
One bad turn, they let him go. Washington Redskins quickly picked up Ron Rivera from Carolina. He's a really good coach, and that was odd that they let him go in Carolina. New York Giants, Joe Judge. Who? Joe Judge?
Right.
What you don't know is Joe Judge was the special teams coordinator for the New England Patriots for multiple years, key guy on the staff there for multiple years. Before that, he was at Alabama. A couple national championships with Nick Saban.
Yeah.
So his head coaches he worked for, Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, he's got a pedigree there, and being in that area, in the New York area, so that should be an interesting hire. But I think it's a good hire for New York, too, something a little bit out of the box for them. But you got to follow Mike Leach, the Pirate, going to Mississippi State. That's going to definitely turn some heads. So 20 FBS jobs, 20 Division I jobs are open this year.
Wow. Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us this morning. Let's go quickly, the D3 championship. Talk about that.
Just a couple weeks ago, the Division III is going to finish up in December. It doesn't take into January. North Central had a tremendous season this season and got all the way to the championship. Whitewater had a good year and got in that mix, beating Mary Hardin Baylor late in Texas. And so it was a really fun game there. But North Central, I mean, having a miracle season and winning the whole thing. Mountain Union getting knocked out early in the playoffs. A lot of the usual suspects, but North Central kind of making a run into that thing. And it was kind of neat to see somebody, especially from Illinois, some of the best Division III football is played in this state.
Yeah, and take out of the CCIW, and that's kind of a change from, for years and years, Augustana was the team in that conference. Wheaton's been up there. You've had some really good programs in that conference, and now you had another one come out and do it.
Yeah, North Central, Wheaton, Illinois Wesleyan has been a frequent customer there in the playoffs and in the CCIW, and kind of shaken out of Augustana there a couple years back. So North Central has really been the team to beat recently, and they're showing it. They're showing it. And I saw Wheaton play, and I thought Wheaton was a tremendous team this year, losing to St. John's. But it was kind of a fun run there for North Central, and congrats to them.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo. So we've got it, and we'll post this to our website and our Facebook page, so you can go back and see who you should pick
and call me out on my picks. But you really didn't ask me Clemson or LSU.
Oh, I didn't. Did I? I didn't. I just said Tigers. All right. Well, let's hear it. Yes. It sounds like you're leaning toward the Orange Tigers, though.
You're going to say the Tigers are going to win,
right?
And that just doesn't
right.
But if you're going to take 5.5 points and you're Clemson, I'm going to go to the Orange, take the 5.5, take their experience, I think take the running game, and just have an opportunity. Joe Burrow is a very, very good player, no doubt, and LSU is going to be very good on offense. But I think Clemson, 5.5, we'll take it, and we'll root for the Orange.
But if it's like 31-27 at the end of the first quarter, you might want to see if you can change your bet. Well, because it's going to be way high scoring.
It could be high scoring. I struggle to think that, again, 69.5, I'm going to go under.
Yeah.
I'm going to go under. It's hard to think that many points just looking at it.
Yeah. As I said, especially as good as Clemson's defense has been.
They just don't give up that many points. They're averaging 11.5 points in the season. Yeah. If they played some teams that have been on the lower end, sure. But 11.5 points is still 11.5 points.
I mean,
you're not going to turn around and give up 45. So it'll be I think it's be a great game. I think we got a couple days coming here, some really good football.
Coach, as always, appreciate your time. I know you've been out on the recruiting trail. You'll be back on it again soon, and it sounds like you've had some pretty good success.
Yeah, recruiting's going well. It's been really helpful, too, with the success of our basketball teams on campus. Visitors have enjoyed seeing our basketball teams in the men's and women's. Both teams doing well this season, and that'll continue. And I know the weather is what it is. Everyone have some safe travels this weekend. We got recruits coming in, and it's a busy time with Knox College underway and classes already starting up.
Coach, thanks. Appreciate it as always.
All right, thanks, Tom.